Well, we're talking with Jay Anglin in Northern Indiana, my old buddy that went to Northern Michigan University with me, and also the place I got Rhodey. So let's talk about Rhodey's brothers and sisters. Deuce and Trix just had another litter, and one of the things I noticed is it seems like she just keeps getting bigger and bigger litters. Holy cow, how many this time?
We had 13. We had one stillborn a day later, so yeah, 14 puppies total. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Her first litter, she had 7. I mean, she's just a really healthy female lab, and obviously Deuce is rather capable.
So let's talk about these puppies, because you actually, you know, having so many of them, you obviously don't plan to have people who want to take them off your hands, that many of them, and just no way you're going to know you're going to have that many. So you do have how many left?
I believe we have four or five female blacks right now, and a couple of chocolates are, like, as we speak. I've had 2 inquiries today, so those could go away. I think there was 1 male and 1 female chocolate, but, you know, usually by the end, the bitter end, there's usually one of each available. Black males were gone before they were even born, as usual. But, it's pretty amazing, and, you know, I always said if I had 30 labs, I could sell them 30 lab puppies, and I'm starting to see the light on that. 13 is a pretty big order. So,
well, even though, you know, Rhodey is just an 8-month-old puppy, almost 9 months now, I think, right? Am I doing my math right anyway?
Maybe. I don't know. I've got so many of them around here right now, I can't keep track.
All I'm trying to say is that it is an amazing dog to watch work and just being a house dog. The combination is pretty amazing. I've never seen anything like it. And I've had some pretty good dogs, but I've never had any that look like they're going to shape into such amazing hunters, but also just great house dogs in general. The demeanor is fantastic. So throw your number out there in case anybody wants to get one of Rhodey's brothers or sisters.
You can reach me via my cell phone, which is 574-210-2844.
Okay, quickly here, I got about 60 seconds. How was the Smith River float? Which, by the way, for folks that don't understand in Montana, that's a lottery to get a permit to drift on that river, right?
Yeah, correct. I think there was close to 9,000 applicants last year, and they give out like 1,100 permits for parties. You know, each permit, it's a party. I was on assignment for Traditions Media, did some photography for St. Croix Rods, and then some other companies came along for the ride, which was cool. You know, the weather was terrible. The scenery was epic. Anytime you have bear and cougar warnings for each campground, that's always exciting. it was one of those things that if anybody really likes to take an adventure, go camping on a river somewhere, drift down a river, and they have the capability, you know, put in for that permit. It's sort of a dream come true kind of thing. Again, the weather was terrible, but, you know, looking back, it's something that I'll never forget. It was truly amazing. Rowing 65 miles in 2.5 days, though, is something I do not recommend.
Wow.
You want to go ahead and take the total four-night, five-day trip. Which I didn't. And looking back, it was an awful lot. So,
well, there's huge browns on that river, and it flows into the Missouri, just so folks know.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a tributary to Missouri. And the Smith has quite a few tributaries that are also excellent trout fisheries as well. So it's just a really great all-around fishery for sure. You know, the water was high and dirty. The fishing was terrible. But, you know, I know how that goes being a guide and everything.
Right.
It's just part of the deal.
Yeah, this time of year, it is what it is. All right, Jay, well, I'm going to let you go. Keep us posted on those puppies, huh?
Hey, I will, and thanks for having me on, buddy.
I'm sure you'd hate to deliver some of those puppies up here to the UP.
Please call. Folks, I implore you, please call. I need a reason besides scenery and beer.
Give me your number one more time.
574-210-2844.
My old buddy Jay, Hoosier Jay, the owner of Rhodey's parents, so to speak, here on the Outdoor Show. Good stuff, turkey hunting and trout fishing and dogs, excellent. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, take care, folks.
This is The Outdoor Show.